Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today our word that we'll be discussing is restored, like when you restore something. What does that mean? What does God's word say about it? And our verse of reference is Psalm 51:10. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So we've all experienced situations when we mess up, you know, and sometimes for me, I don't just mess up a little bit. I mess up big time. And once I dig in, I keep going and continue to dig the hole deeper and deeper, causing more pain and heartache as I go. But I am learning that the quicker I can recognize my sin and turn back to the right path, the better things go. And in Scripture, David outlines the way he sought restoration after he dealt with the fallout from major sin in his life. So we can learn a lot by following this process in our own life when we mess up. So I'm just going to go through the process he has. We just read Psalm 51:10. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The next verse, Psalm 51:11, do not banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51:12, restore the joy of your salvation to me and sustain me by giving me a willing spirit. And 51:13, then I will teach the rebellious your ways and sinners will return to you. So I encourage you to follow that blueprint for restoration today. If you find yourself going down the wrong path, go to Psalm 51, take it verse by verse, and use that scripture as just a prayer of repentance before God, confessing your sin and asking Him for restoration. Because unconfessed sin in our life can be a hindrance to us living out the full and abundant life that God has laid out for us. Because we know that repentance, restoration, humility before God can lead us to a full life in Christ, because God desires a humbled heart. And our closing verse is Psalm 51:17. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. You will not despise a broken and humbled heart, God. So when you mess up, go to God, get clean your heart before Him, and confess and ask Him to restore that joy of your salvation and to sustain you. And then you'll be able to reach the rebellious and teach them God's ways only when we are first restored and filled up by God. See you next time.